Now, we've got a mate of yours on the line.
Excellent.
His name is Nick Cody. G'day, Nick.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you, Nick. Obviously, Danny's in the studio with me. Now, you're a UFC nut.
I am a mad UFC fan.
He's probably the biggest I know. It's impossible to have a night out chatting to Cody without Conor McGregor being brought up.
How'd you get into it at the start, Nick?
Another comedian mate of Danny McGinley and mine, his name is Bart Freeband. He got me into it maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and since then I've been to a bunch of fights. I was cage side for the fight here last November when Ronda Rousey got her teeth loosened, and I've been to a few over in Vegas. It's brilliant.
I've never heard the expression cage side used before. You've just introduced a new term for us, Nick. Non-violent person in me sees people belting the bejesus out of one another and goes, oh, I'm not quite sure about that. Is there any of that inside you anywhere where you just look at it and go, oh, no, it's a bit too full on?
No, if it was one professional fighter versus somebody that got dropped in there, I'd...
As you would.
I wouldn't be a big fan.
Depends on the person, though, Nick.
That's called the casino Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
But no, two people that have signed a contract that weigh in at the same weight and have a very similar skill set, so I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, tomorrow, Nick, it's the big fight. Ronda Rousey is finally getting back into the ring for the first time since, as you put it, she got her teeth loosened at Etihad Stadium. How big is this as a story?
So it's a massive event. Ronda Rousey was the first UFC women's champion, and she went on to roll pretty much everybody in the division until November last year. She lost against another fighter called Holly Holm and lost the belt. But since then, no women's bantamweight champ has been able to defend the belt. So it went from Holly Holm, who then lost to Miesha Tate, and then Miesha Tate lost to a fighter called Amanda Nunes, who is the champion at the minute that Ronda Rousey's fighting tomorrow.
Oh, really? I heard Ronda Rousey went on Ellen and talked about how she really struggled because it's the first time she's ever lost, and she was hoping that no one could beat Holly because she wanted revenge.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did. Holly Holm, if people want to see a cool fight, check out the Holly Holm Miesha Tate fight. It's just a 5-round absolute banger. But tomorrow, yeah, it's the main event of UFC 207, Amanda Nunes, Ronda Rousey. So it's a big comeback fight. She hasn't fought in 13 months.
And what's your theory? Who's gonna win this?
Well, it's that big thing. The good thing is there's no way it's going to go 5 rounds. So UFC championship fights are 5 5-minute rounds. And I think Amanda Nunes has only got a couple of fights that have gone the distance. And Ronda Rousey never has had one go the distance. So there's a good chance of a KO or a submission early on.
Yeah, I got to say, this disappointed me when the time that you got me to come and watch Conor McGregor fight, Aldo, that's the one. And you built it up for months, mate. And then we went to the pub and we were there for 6 hours whilst other fights happened. And then finally, you know, they got in the ring and what was it, 7 seconds?
13 seconds.
Sorry, I'm always exaggerating.
He beat Ronda Rousey's record, which was 14 seconds.
Oh, man.
So I think Ronda Rousey had about 3 fights and went for a total of a minute combined.
Hey, Nick.
Yep.
What are the rules?
Well, I can tell you what you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, perfect. Good. Okay.
So obviously, there's no eye gouging. There's no kicking ahead of a downed opponent. So you can kick, because it's a mixed martial arts thing, you've got boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu. And in this fight, Amanda Nunes is a big scrapper, so she's great at boxing, loves throwing her hands around, and she's very good at jiu-jitsu, whereas Ronda Rousey is a judo expert. So Amanda Nunes is going to want to keep the distance and try and keep it to be a punching affair, whereas Ronda Rousey is going to want to get in close, flip her over, and then use her... armbar technique, which is a submission technique that she's used to beat the vast majority.
Danny and I are both looking at each other while you're telling all these technical terms with this look of, what the hell is he talking about?
This is why it's good to chat to Cody and have him explain why awesome. Cody, you love UFC, but I reckon you're just there for the Conor McGregor story. Kevin doesn't know anything really about Conor McGregor.
Not much.
Tell us why Conor McGregor is the best athlete in the world. And just your favourite story.
He's known as the Irish Muhammad Ali. So Two and a half years ago, when he joined the UFC, his first fight in the UFC, he was on the dole in Ireland.
Legend.
And, yeah, he was getting like 150 euro a week or something. And in his first fight, he got knockout of the night, performance of the night. So he got an extra $60,000. And his first thing was bragging about how he's going to buy fancy suits and a new car. I don't think Conor McGregor's a big fan of investment long term. Which I love about him, just the trash-talking Irish dude that throws cash around. I love it. But he's gone on, he's called Mystic Mac because he's predicted a lot of his wins and how he's going to do it.
That's true.
He's an absolute legend of mental warfare, and yeah, he's great. I love it.
Didn't you? Because his arch rival was that Aldo guy that
Aldo,
you saw him get. Now, you were telling me a story that Aldo refused to fight him for a long time and Conor bullied him for years.
Yeah, so Aldo was the, in the whole UFC, he was the pound for pound number one. He was the featherweight champ. He hadn't lost a fight in 10 years. And Conor McGregor was just knocking dudes out left and right, really wanted to fight him. Finally got a fight against him. And Jose Aldo injured his rib and got pulled from the fight 12 days before.
Oh.
And there was a replacement for an interim title fight, a guy called Chad Mendes, who'd only ever lost twice, and the two losses were to that guy, Jose Aldo. And McGregor's coach went in the middle of the night and woke him up and said, hey, Aldo's out, Mendes is in. And McGregor opened one eye and said, they're all the same, and went back to sleep. he bet the UFC boss, Dana White, that he'd knock Mendes out inside two rounds, bet him a few million dollars, and Dana White wouldn't take the bet, and he knocked him out with a few seconds to go in the second round.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Right. Hey, how big is this sport worldwide? I mean, you know, we get a sort of an impression with the Ronda Rousey fight that was here. How big is it worldwide?
Well, with the combination of Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor over the last few years, they have definitely increased viewership. Like, it's building up. It's been around. I think the UFC's been around for just over 20 years.
Yeah.
But in the last few years, with the personalities of Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor, it's definitely gotten bigger and bigger.
Now, I saw some footage that they've been playing on Fox Sports here, and I don't get to listen to the audio of it, but two blokes who look fairly similar, who I believe there's another big fight coming up between one bloke who's got tattoos going right up to almost underneath his chin.
Which is always a worrying sign, isn't it? You've got to worry about somebody that tattoos right up to the chin.
Yeah. And do you know who I'm talking about?
Future job prospects. Yeah, it's Cody Garbrandt. So that's the other title fight on tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
The bantamweight title fight. So that's 135-pound division.
Nick, we're in Australia, mate. Come on, keep it metric.
Mate, I've got no idea.
No, fair enough. Now, they were going to get it on in the press conference from what I could, the vision I was looking at during today and yesterday.
Yeah, Dominic Cruz, who's the champion, he's only ever lost once in years and years. He's an absolute beast of a fighter and just picks fighters apart. He's fighting this guy, Cody Garbrandt, who's a knockout, a big knockout artist. So it's going to be the very technical, skilled champion versus a guy that's just trying to land a big right hand. But Dominic Cruz said all this stuff about Cody Garbrandt being a sad kid and missing his dad. Cody Garbrandt was a kid that pretty much never had a dad. And he's just been getting in Cody's ear in the whole lead-up to the fight. And I think it finally came to a head this morning. But
they've
almost had fights many times at these press conferences.
So it's more like WWE than WWE. Like the character, like Conor McGregor's the king of trash talk, and he's so that's what's more entertaining. Because at least the trash talk lasts for longer than 7 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when he had his latest fight, he was the first two division UFC champ.
This is Conor McGregor
simultaneously. Yeah. So he was the featherweight champ, and he went up to lightweight and won the lightweight belt. And he came out to the press conference at Madison Square Garden in a white Gucci mink coat and a red turtleneck, and pretending to throw money around and everything, and snatched the other guy's belt off him and talked all this rubbish. And people thought he was being ridiculous, but when they left, they found out he dressed the exact same way that Joe Frazier dressed when he beat Muhammad Ali.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, okay.
He's brilliant. If you want to get into him, you just watch the press conferences. He talks so much rubbish. He's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, there's no watching the fight doesn't take too long. You have plenty of time to watch the press conferences.
Yeah, Nick and I are both professional stand-up comedians, but we both bow down to the wit of Conor McGregor. He's up against fighters who aren't that bright, so it's like taking down a heckler at the Comics Lounge. It's not that hard, but it's still.
Hey, Nick, what's your background? Where are you from?
I'm from the western suburbs of Melbourne. Grew up in Hoppers Crossing, love sports. All played footy growing up, Aussie rules footy and American football. Then got into stand-up comedy when I realised that was more fun than concussion.
But only pays only marginally better.
Yeah.
Hey, where can we see you? Are you doing any stuff in the next couple of weeks? We can come out and see you?
Not the next couple of weeks, but from February onwards, my new Australian tour, Nick Cody on Fire, is all around Australia. So Brisbane Comedy Festival, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, and Adelaide.
Oh, good man.
I'll be all over the show.
He's literally doing the show on fire, so it's a very short show.
7 seconds. Yeah. It's a 7-second rule. Nick, was it Conan O'Brien's show that Danny mentioned you did in America?
Yeah, I was on Conan in September.
Cool.
Which was a lot of fun.
Only the, fifth Australian to ever crack the US late night comedy spot?
Is that right?
Fourth.
Hey, sorry, mate.
Good counting.
Wow. Oh, good on you. That's
not
massive.
A podium finish, so.
It was great. Nick came back from America and we're all like, hey, well, you know, you're on Cody. That's mate. But he just wanted to tell us about the green room. Because they had a Nintendo.
Oh, God. Gee, comedians, you are. You're a weird lot. You know, I won't say funny lot.
Out the back, though, which is a shame.
Really?
You didn't have beers?
No, there was no beers out the back at Conan O'Brien. They're Americans. They think beers are going to wreck something. I could probably bring a handgun in. That would have been fine. That would wreck everything.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Thanks for the explanation of UFC. I understand it 100% now.
Go Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, go Ronda Rousey. Good on you, Nick. Nick Cody joining us there. Our boy from Hoppers Crossing. There you go.